Dude, I told you. Was I right or was I fucking right, my dude?
I hate when you're Nostradamus. I hate when you're Nostradamus.
Dude, being right all the time is not good, dude.
Yeah, you ought to be talking.
I was fucking right, dude. Hey, we're not, for this show, if we're on right now, we're not going to talk about wrestling, because this is far bigger than wrestling. What's happening right now?
Hello, we are going to talk about the main things. I watched Wrestle Kingdom and New Year's Dash all live. I stood up like a madman.
Okay, not the States, you know, who cares? This is far important than...
Okay,
you know.
Okay, hold on. Before we start, the summit up in the States, I'm gonna do it. I got it. Raw was trash. Everybody in the locker room cave, Hulk Hogan, the cold shoulder. Three of the legends were there for no purpose. Four, Melina was looking thick. Five, Goldberg returned to challenge Drew McIntyre for the belt. And then on SmackDown, Kevin Owens got injured. I don't know if it's a work or I don't know if it's a shoot. Who knows, but now we don't now. From what I'm reading on my, I read on my phone, somebody else is supposed to be called up. Either Karrion Kross or Damian Priest is supposed to face Roman temporarily. So pretty much more NXT call-ups for Raw or SmackDown. And then I also heard this, Rhea Ripley's gonna get called up as well. That's the main rumor. I don't know if she's going to Raw or SmackDown. She hasn't picked yet, or Triples hasn't picked yet. And then, in AEW, John Moxley returns. He returned, and Darby Allin, he got a brand new TNT belt, which is pitch black, and Brody Lee's son kept the red one. Darby Allin got a brand new black, silver, and gold belt. And also, Luke, Anderson Gallows, the Young Bucks, and Kenny are forming their own version. We're gonna try and do Bullet Club, cause WWE failed at it, even though we only have one founding member. And you're probably thinking, which founding member? Carl Anderson. Even Tama Tonga said it himself, that's not Bullet Club. If it doesn't have me, myself, or Balak Fale in it, it's not original Bullet Club.
I thought you said EJ.
No, actually the founding members were, hold on. Yeah, the founding members were Carl Anderson, Balak Fale, Tama Tonga, and Prince Devitt, a.k.a. Finn Balor. So those are the four core members. AJ didn't come in until 2014 when Finn left, when the Young Bucks cost him the main event, the blood feud. Yeah, that's when AJ came in. So Tama Tonga said that if it doesn't have any Tongans in it, or anyone else that's still in Japan, a.k.a. the current lineup of Bullet Club Original, Then it's not truly Bullet Club, aka it's just guys trying to make a profit off Bullet Club. His words, not mine. And I agree with him. Also, another rumor is that JY might be leaving for the States, but I know that's a work because he's too hot in Japan right now.
He has roots in Japan?
Yeah. Young Lion program. And I'll explain when I talk about Wrestle Kingdom, I'll explain why he's pretty much working all the websites. He's working everybody, which I find is fucking hilarious. And also, Marty Scurll got kicked out of Ring of Honor.
Indefinitely?
Yes. It got announced, Tuesday.
Oh, because of the speculations?
Yes, the Speaking Out movement, yes. Ring of Honor gave him the boot. And another rumor is, apparently Triple H wants him in NXT. AKA Triple H wants to tell Cody to go fuck himself again.
Too sweet, whoop.
Yep, pretty much. And I will talk about Wrestle Kingdom and also New Year's Dash, but after when we talk about what's going on in real life. I am currently on Fox News. I'm pretty much, I've been having Fox News on for the past week.
Andrew, welcome to the Yugoslavian timeline.
Yugoslavian timeline?
No, it's not a joke. This is actually...
I gotta see if I can find the Russian anthem, the Russian meme, hold on. Go ahead, keep talking.
Meaning, it's not a joke. Do you know what caused the Yugoslavian war?
What caused the Yugoslavian war?
Racial tension, economic tension, ethnic tensions, pretty much any kind of tension you think happened in Yugoslavia. And it was during the waning years of, you know, some of the Eastern Bloc countries are still trying to hold an ounce of you know, communism in any shape. One part of Yugoslavia wanted to separate to become their own free country, and the president at the time said, okay, you vote for it. they vote for it, and they want independence.
Right.
Guess if they don't like that? The Islamic government. And exploit a full-blown ethnic conflict. And in that conflict, it wasn't between party lines or ideology. It just exploded to full-blown people not knowing why they're fighting. What we witness today is a moment in history. It is. No matter where you look at it, we just witnessed history in the making.
Yes, we did. White People Wednesday.
It's not that, Andrew. What happened today...
It's going to be for the one for the history books, as you call it?
You know, what we saw, what happened right now, or today, pretty much it went like from V, from Vendetta. If people don't know,
remember the 6th of January now.
Remember, it doesn't have the same rhyme, but...
Yeah.
But one of his quotes says that government, people should not be afraid of its government, but the government should be afraid of its people.
Yeah,
that's what happened today.
And yeah, I will admit, a lot of those people in a lot of those people in Capitol Hill were scared shitless. My bad.
Because the illusion of them being in their white ivory tower and all that stuff, the illusion fell. The illusion fucking fell, and you saw like how hot the media and some celebrities were. What happened today? You know why they're hot like that?
Why they were hot?
Because they know they're next. I was telling during our New Year's retrospect.
Yeah, New Year's disaster. 20, aka the season 5 finale, yeah.
What did I tell them? Well, what happened? What happens when you push somebody down more and more and more and more and more to the point that they have a Joker moment and they say, you know, fuck it. Go all out. And what happened today? We had a fucking Joker moment.
Yep. You know what, what's funny? A lot of people... On Twitter, they're actually saying, like, you know what? They're actually saying the same thing you're saying. Like, you know what? You know, majority of these people, when they watch the Joker movie, they're going to blame that movie. I was like, that movie came out last year. But guess what? Everybody's seen it. So you can't blame a movie for something like that. It was going to happen eventually.
It's not about Biden. It's not about Trump. It's not about Republican or Democrat. Yeah. This is a decade in the making. What will happen when you take people's livelihood? We're having to take away their freedoms. You know, just doing random stuff. Even if they know the risk, you should allow them to do certain risky things, right? Because
right. What
happens when you start taking and taking and taking while demonizing one side while evangelizing another side who did the same thing while the media and celebrities and politicians sing their praises, you know, which group I'm mentioning, am I right? And this is what happens, Andrew. Don't be surprised or shocked that it happened. The evidence was there. All the threads was happening. And no one listened. No one paid attention. Nobody fucking paid attention. And now people are acting shocked and surprised what happened today. Are you fucking kidding me? Anyone that you know, you have politics, you know, they understand politics. You guys are shocked this happened?
I wasn't shocked. It was literally I legit woke up to that this morning. My phone that I'm using is pretty much both my phones. The one I'm using is the recorder for this episode. And my main phone, which I'm talking to you right now, kept on blowing up like all morning. And I was thinking, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I woke up around, like, 8:30, and I look, and I was like, okay, you know, I was like, oh, yeah, protests, and, you know, I was like, okay, cool. And I went back to sleep. I woke up around 11:30, yeah, I got up around 11:30, 12, and I woke up, and just Google News was just pew, 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 literally occupying my entire phone. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I literally put it on Fox News, and it was, you know.
This is what probably the Bastille, could this be prevented? Ironically, yes, it could have been.
Yeah, it could have.
Even, you know, I don't know if people that listen to us care about the cases that both the president was saying to the courts, if you believe it or not, not a single court case barred to listen to the evidence. And they hid it behind legal mumbo jumbo say, oh, you can't have a case when, what happened already happened, or we can't sue them too early or right in the middle or too late.
Right.
You know, hiding in legal mumbo jumbo. If people were looking for a solution, the local courts didn't want to work. If people thought the Supreme Court, you know, will come in and save the day, and they didn't. And they did the same thing like the other lower courts did. They just hid behind a legal mumbo jumbo. And what happens when you have a group of people, normal people, they're not militants or anything, Andrew. They were just normal people from all walks of life. What happens when over and over that the system fails them over and over and over and over? What thing is going to happen, Andrew?
I have no idea.
What do you expect? What happens if everything that you thought fails you? Not fails because they didn't, because they tried and failed, but they didn't want to bother. What would you do in that situation? That everything that you did everything right, and they say, yeah, fuck you. Just fuck you. What do you expect would happen, Angie? You expect people to latch out and retaliate? That's what happened today. And people that, during the summer, the Floyd race riots, they're throwing out this famous quote from Martin Luther King. Riots happened because the voice of the people was silenced, something like that. But now the same people that, you know, bat the you know those groups that caused half of the country to go inflamed during the summer, suddenly they became red, white, and blue patriots that we need to stop these terrorists. That they're subverting democracy. How dare they? Blah, blah, blah. You see that? And you see that in celebrities and sports stars. If you go back to their tweets during the summer, how they were praising these movements happening during the summer, right? And you go to their tweets now, and those politicians now, what they're saying right now, they're all saying the same thing, like, oh, what happened today is, you know, X, Y, and Z, blah, blah, blah. It's the same words, but you flip them around. And the funny thing is about the situation, there was no, the Capitol City, the Capitol Hill was on fire, right? Wasn't on fire. No windows were destroyed, right?
Yeah, the certain windows.
Only one window.
Yeah.
Compared to in the summer where half a city block was burned down or police were looted and robbed, you see what's happening? You see, like, from different news stations saying that what happened today was a riot. And what was the summer? The summer wasn't a riot?
It was.
But they didn't say a riot. It was just peaceful protests or protesters. You see what happens?
Yeah.
You see what when you protect and mollycoddle one political part, one side that's politically convenient to you, for your side? When the other side that you demonize does the same thing, almost as, you know, close, like the meme said, like, mostly peaceful. It was mostly peaceful. But every news site from CNN, Fox, NBC, CNN, all the news stations around the world and newspaper are saying it was a riot, a violent riot. If you saw the, you know, live streams about what happened today, there was no rocks being thrown or Molotovs being thrown or police getting hit by improvised explosives. In fact, there was one protester that got fucking shot. One person was shot by the police. You don't think that what happened today was going to spark others to retaliate? The people that think that the government is out there to get them. You don't think that they're gonna see what happened to that one protester's death as vindication of their ideas? What right now we're witnessing is the collapse of the country. And is it gonna stop? No, it's not gonna fucking stop. I don't know if you're gonna fucking pull off or what I'm saying, but it's not gonna stop, guys. It's not. This what happened today is only the first step of a very, very long road that's going to happen. And the reason I was saying it was just like Yugoslavia, the beginning of the war started because of War of Independence. One group wanted their own country while the other wants them to stay there. As the war progresses, people were fighting for different reasons, for ethnic reasons, religious reasons, or just people just have blood feuds because they don't like one guy from another village. And that's what's going to happen in the United States. Sooner than later, we're going to see conflicts happening. Are we going to see another siege of, you know, the capital? No. But you will see sieges from local city hall or even the governor's house. We're not condoning acts of violence.
Nope. You better not.
That's what I'm saying. This is a prediction.
Oh.
What happened today is going to continue. It's not going to be the right storming governor's houses or mayor's houses, right? It will be the other side retaliating. Right now, the houses continue with their talks about the electoral college stuff.
Right.
There's some senators and congressmen, you know, sticking with their guns, saying they're contesting the election.
Uh-huh.
While others are turning coat because what happened today. You don't think that the other political Iowa will do the same thing towards any governors or senators that contested the election? Yes or no, Andrew? You don't think that will happen?
Wait, repeat the question.
You don't think the other side, the other political side, the more active, rabid side, won't try to seize governors or mayors or senators' homes because they decide to contest the election?
Yeah, they'll probably do like they did with McConnell. They'll probably tag up his house and shit.
Not just tag his house, but try and storm his house or business or his office.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they probably will. Well, I would not be surprised.
Exactly. What we're witnessing is the beginning. Since the fucking beginning. Is there stopping this?
Is there?
Ironically, no, Andrew.
Really?
There's no stopping this. It was years in the making. All this, you know, tension, all this hatred. This is not hatred of one political side. It's not hatred between Republicans or Democrats, right or left. It's hatred of how the system became so corrupt, so bloated, and so blind that people that believe the election was stolen will use this situation as just means that what happened today was necessary to happen. We need our systems to be fixed by force because all other solutions failed us. That's what's fucking happening. And how the government is responding, as, you know, like back in the Middle Ages when the peasants revolt. And what happens when the peasant revolts, Andrew?
Revolution?
Not a revolution. What happens?
War.
When the elites feel threatened. What happens when the elite feels threatened by the peasant?
Shoot them down.
Now you shoot them down. They will try and make statements of the peasants. And that's what's happening right now. We're seeing, you know, the government reacting like almost like, oh, how dare these lowly animals that dare come to our location. How dare they that they are in a level of intellect than us? If you read the tweets from different, you know, politicians, celebrities, news people, political commentators, and you can read the same venom in their tweets or in their articles or them talking on, you know, in the internet or on TV. You see that venom. That hatred, like how dare these tiny ants stand up to us, like from Bug's Life. You know, when the grasshoppers go there because it's not because they get free food because they want to keep those ants in line. That's what was happening. They don't want the ants standing up. They want the ants to stay in line, do what they're told, and pretty much no one questions the system. Today, people question the system. Was it right? Was it right for them to act out the way they did? No.
No, not at all.
Were there many peaceful solutions? Yes, there were. But were those peaceful solutions shot down because the elites didn't want to listen to it? Yes, that's what happened. The problems what happened today is not because of people from the right or the left. It's the system failed everybody. It failed drastically. And right now we're at the precipice. What's happened to, what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, or several months from now?
I have no idea.
Exactly, Andrew. To quote Mrs. Cortez, the representative from New York, and I quote, "The whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable. Activists take this discomfort with the status quo and advocate for current policy change. Popular support often starts with small and growth. To folks who complain, protest demands to make others uncomfortable, that's the point." And that's during the summer. Not during the summer, this is last year, December 2nd. You think she's singing a different tune right now? Of course, because how dare these ants step out of line? Only those we deem political experience should do that. Not you, Logan ants. Not you. You don't get a voice. And right now is only the beginning. What happened today, I know people are getting sick for what happened today, is the box is open. There's no closing it no more, Andrew. You will see what people are in reality. Like that line from the Joker. From the Joker movie, but you know, from Dark Knight. When the chips are down, you will see people eat each other. People that you think they were on your side, willing to throw you out because you're no longer politically expedient for them. That's what we're seeing right now, Andrew. You're seeing that people that only use you because they want political power, or they want a little bit of fame, or a little bit of that star of power. What happened today? You see them throwing their fans or people that, you know, back what happened today to the gutter. Seeing them throwing it like leopards because they're part of that same machine, the same kind of, you know, mindset that these ants should only be told where to move, and how to do it. Never to stand up to us or against us. And it's fucking magical, Andrew, because do people really care what happened to George Floyd or any of these other basketball Americans, Andrew?
These same
celebrities and politicians, do they really care what happened to them? Or what kind of people they were in real life?
Well, the only people who cared about them in real life were pretty much just the news media.
No. What I'm saying that, do you think the people that are saying that, you know, that put George Floyd this or whatever black person that dies the month on their Twitter account, do you think they really care about them?
No,
because that's part of the plan. Who cares what a basketball American dies or gangsters or soldiers die, right?
Right.
Because it's part of the plan. But when one senator, congressman, representative is threatened, then people lose their fucking minds, Andrew.
Yes, they do.
And it's fucking beautiful, Andrew. Oh, it's beautiful. And the same, you know, people from black Twitter saying like, oh, it was black people. Or this would happen.
The only one who said anything about that was Mustafa Ali. He was the only one who actually said like, hey, if it was, you know, he actually said.
And he's a fucking idiot. No, for real. This fucker is a fucking idiot. And he would talk all this shit, and guess if you go to his little tweet, it doesn't exist no more, or all comments are closed. Because he wants to talk shit, but he doesn't want to get hit by shit. Are you getting what I'm saying, Andrew?
Yeah.
Because he's part of the elites, you know. He's part of, you know, the top. He's no longer, like, you know, grinding like us. He's not, you know, out there busting it. He made it. He's in his little, a little house, making his little money. All good, you know? Mm-hmm. But when he says, his, hot takes, and quickly, you know, close any means of commentary to have a hopefully, a positive, you know, talk. No, he quickly closed down and to say, oh, because I don't want to give the time or energy to X, Y, and Z. And that's what happened, Angie. That's one of the reasons why it happened. The more and more you demonize one side and they want to do, you know, reasonable discussions, but you shoot them down or you call them names, you do like a smear campaign against them, you don't think that it's going to get to them eventually? You don't think that these guys are a fucking pop? It's just shit, man. That powder cake exploded. Now we're gonna encounter the whirlwind. Right now we're gonna see the elite lashing out towards the ants. You're gonna see two faces showing the true, ironically true face towards the people that they led through the nose. You know. It's gonna be beautiful, Andrew. This month, next month, it's all doomsday, baby. And the only thing I can do, Andrew?
Smile and wave, boys.
Not just smile and wave, just do my fucking Joker dance.
So to sum it up for me, cause you know, sum it up, are you saying that it's supposed to be worse than today? I have a feeling that the way you said it, was it's gonna continue even after Inauguration Day.
Oh, dude. Inauguration Day is gonna be pure fireworks, baby. You're gonna see blood in the streets, Andrew.
I know, it sucks. It sucks, man. They freaking shot that veteran.
Yes, Andrew.
But at the same time, that's kinda her fault for going.
And the thing is, Andrew, what happened today, these are the people that backed the police. And these officers, they just shot her, you know, man to man. The shooter was behind a door. Fucking, it could have been anybody. It could have been a fucking guy, black person, a gay person. Who cares, right? But she got hit.
Yep.
By a straight bullet.
Yep.
And what happened, people are gonna retaliate. People are gonna launch tick for tack violence. It's gonna be fucking beautiful, Andrew. Oh, it's gonna be fucking beautiful.
It started. Okay, here's my take on it.
Yeah, go ahead.
And everybody was saying like, oh, it's police versus Proud Boys, and then the Proud Boys versus Antifa and BLM. Hey, this is what I'm gonna say. Okay, the cops are pretty much against everybody right now. It doesn't matter if you're Antifa. It doesn't matter if you're BLM. It doesn't matter if you're Proud Boys. They have orders to arrest you. Okay? Now, if I was the cops and if I would have seen these three groups kill each other, or not in the sense of killing each other, but you know what I mean? Like, beat the piss out of each other? I would fucking let them. You know, like, I wouldn't let them kill each other. That would be too far. But they want to beat the living snot out of each other? So be it. Let it be. Like, I would see that. Like, if I were to see that and be like, you know what? Like, what's going on? Oh, it's two Antifa members beating the shit out of a BLM guy or girl. Hey, I told him, hey, wait for it. And they'll be like, what do you mean wait for it? You're going to let them beat each other up? Yeah, I would. Let them beat the piss out of each other. Pretty much, if you think about it, the cops are pretty much your referees and your medical personnel. So think about it. They know when it's going too far. And like I said, and then too, when some of the Proud Boys and some of the videos I posted on the Instagram yesterday, on our Instagram, of the Proud Boys beating the piss out of the cops, I was like, really? And then Trump saying this morning, well, you gotta respect your fellow cops. I was like, fool, you're like a day late and a dollar short on that shit. You know, he's like, oh, respect the cops, this and that. I was like, nah, dude, you already threw in the sticky bomb and you already pressed the detonator. It's kind of too late. Like Motorhead, too late. So like, and you probably think, oh, Drew, I know you don't like none of those groups. No, I don't actually, and that's why if I was a police officer or the dudes in the riot gear, If I would have seen those three groups, hey, let them beat the piss out of each other. Let them beat each other up. Because in the end, guess what? It's going to benefit a lot of people who don't like those groups. And guess what? At the end of the day, they're all going to get arrested no matter what. They're all going to get arrested. Okay, and some of the things that were irritating me was, okay, whether the one thing that irritated me was, how come there were no cops over there at the Capitol Hill building? And if so, why were they so little? They knew shit was, like, shit like today was going to go down. But people were like, they had it for BLM. I was like, yeah, because BLM were actually legit kind of stupid and announced it, like, 2 days ahead of time. So it gave plenty of time for them. These guys, what, they announced it when? On what, Monday? No, what? I was going to say,
December.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't Trump invite them too in December? Didn't Trump give an invite? Exactly. You had a whole month. A whole fucking month. You had a whole fucking month to prepare. And guess what? I even seen some videos. You know how they have those little metal ECW barricades?
Yeah.
One cop literally let the group in.
Exactly.
He literally unhinged it. And I seen him do it. I'm thinking, you know, I was like Dusty Rhodes. I was like, whose side are you on, baby? Whose side are you on? I was literally playing like Bash of the Beach in my head. I was like, whose side are you on? And what irritated me was you had all these people taking photo shoots of Pelosi's office and all that. If I was a cop, I would have seen that. I would have bashed his brain in. I would have broke that man's skull and used it for soup. You were thinking, really? Yeah, really, I would. Because that would be part of my duty. Hey, you got to protect the house. You got to protect the Capitol Hill. That's your main job. Okay, no problem. You don't have to tell me twice. I want to let them do photo shoots and shit. The hell? Okay, if they would have just peacefully marched in, okay, cool. Like that one dude who sat in the chair and was literally cutting like a shoot promo for what, like 10 minutes? Just rambling a bunch of nonsense? Okay, that's cool. But at the same time, you don't go into the offices and start messing with the personal stuff. In fact, that dude that actually went to Pelosi's office, he actually stole multiple letters, personal letters from her. I'm thinking, like, really, dude, what are you going to gain from that? Information? There is no information. You probably just stole her credit card bills. You know, that's what boggles my mind. I was like, okay, the cops, whose side were you on? Whose side are you on? I understand y'all supposed to be hating, you know, BLM and shit. Yeah.
Well, in real life or in video games?
No, I'm playing GTA. I'm trying to, you know, but yeah. But like I said, whose side were they on? I keep on saying that, but that was what boggled my mind all day. Why would you let them in? Why are you helping them?
And the thing is, Andrew, right now, people are certifying the votes.
Yeah.
You think the people that went to D.C. are going to forget what happened today?
No, they're not, actually. No one's going to forget.
That's why people are not... No, that's why these nutty heads, celebrities, sports stars, politicians, the old ways is dead. Today, it's weak. It's fear and all. It's done. No one's going to vote Republicans. No one's going to vote Democrats.
No.
No one's going to vote independents this year. And if we're not in conflict, you're going to see the rise of new parties rising up. And it's going to happen. And you're going to see, people say it's going to be like another Tea Party. Do you know what happened in the Tea Party?
The Tea Party movement?
You know, people that... They don't like how the current establishment was working, so they decided to have their own political party during Obama's second term as president. We had that, and what we're seeing is that we're going to see other political parties rising up. Are we going to see some political parties with more extreme views come to surface?
I have a feeling, yeah.
Yes, it's true. But are we going to see some political parties that, let's say, they're more independent, as we say. They're more, you know, middle of the road, you know, they want small, you know, government, no, you know, crazy, you know, taxes and all that stuff, right?
Right.
We'll see that. But how polarized the current system is right now, there's no stopping it. Fucking the doomsday clock, it's 1 second to doomsday, and it's no turning back. You could say like, oh, you know, Joe Biden's gonna fix everything, right?
I'm not saying shit.
No. You're gonna see the divide even worsened. You're gonna see the divide worsened. The political division becoming even bigger. These so-called protests will get more violent. If we were, I'll be surprised we're still together until, what, next year? Until we end up in a shooting conflict. It's gonna be beautiful, Andrew. It's gonna be beautiful. Starting, you know.
And what do you mean the celebrities, like what?
Any celebrities. Any celebrities.
No, I'm saying, what did you hear from celebrities talking about this?
Oh, saying like, oh, if it was this person, or why the police didn't kill all these, you know, terrorists, or why the terrorists were leaving while, you know, being arrested or killed, you know, or saying like, oh, how dare they attack our politicians, you know, and. And when I was reading seeing their tweets, you know, passing, what were their complaints? Where cities were in flame, where people were being beaten to the ground, where stores were being looted in mass. Where were they, Andrew? Where were their concerns, Andrew? Where were their fucking concerns? Where was it? When, Pennsylvania became fucking, Mad Max. Where were they when, fucking, you know, Portland fucking became a occupy zone? Where were they, Andrew? Tell me, Andrew. I wanna know. Where were their concerns about the integrity of the country? Where were they, Andrew? Where those fuckers were, Andrew?
Complaining on their phones.
Not just complaining on their phones, but applauding what's happening. Applauding. Saying like, this is the voice of the unheard, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the same, you know, garbage. And yet when one side does it, because they think that they were wrong, that the system failed them, not just one time, not just two times, not three times, but multiple times over, and these same fuckers are saying, oh, how dare they, how these ants dare to stand up to us and against us? How dare they? Don't they know that they're hurting democracy? Don't they know? And they don't fucking see their fucking old tweets or God forbid they deleted them because they don't want secondhand cringe.
Exactly. That's why a lot of these celebrities are deleting their, like, old-ass tweets. Because they don't want a repeat of James Gunn again.
Yes, Andrew. It's so fucking, you know.
Irritating?
Not just irritating, Andrew. It's just fucking. These guys don't see. These guys don't fucking see what they do, Andrew.
No, they don't.
Yes. And they're blinded by their own, I gotta respect my party. Just party. It's fucking amazing. And to quote one person, people are saying like, oh, we should hang these, traitors. And this guy responded, you are the reason why this country is falling apart. You laugh and gloat at others, people's pain. There's no more political solution. The separation of this country is inevitable. It's gonna happen. You're gonna see states breaking apart. You're gonna see neighborhoods breaking apart because there's no more political solution, Andrew. The only solution that exists now, it's the V word, Andrew.
Which is
violence. It's gonna end violence, Andrew. Doesn't matter, Andrew. The bleeding isn't stopping. The bleeding isn't stopping, Andrew. I wish that there was a solution. I wish there was any peaceful solution, Andrew. It's fucking over. And the only thing we can do is just hope and pray that it doesn't escalate any further.
You know, but you already know damn well it is.
It is gonna escalate.
Yeah, it is gonna escalate. I already already see it now. See, the reason why I'm saying it's escalating it now, because anything, I'm not blaming you, well, I was gonna say anything Trump says or the results happening currently right now, whatever results are gonna happen, people are still gonna get mad. And
exactly.
And I'm not just saying normal, he's like, ooh, what do you mean people? Like, pretty much all those people you're seeing protesting today, aka, like I said, you know, White People Wednesday, guess what? Those are the only people that are gonna get mad. And once again, you're gonna piss off the, you know, you're gonna piss off those rich elite. You're gonna piss them off. That's what's gonna happen. And you think Joe Biden's gonna calm it down? No, he's not. You think Joe Biden's gonna do that? No, he's not, actually. And you're probably thinking, why isn't he gonna calm it down? Because he's not president yet. Even though if he does become president, he's not gonna be able to calm this shit down. But guess what? He's still gonna have to still deal with Antifa. He's still gonna be dealing with BLM. He's still gonna be dealing with the Proud Boys, especially. Cause you know they're gonna be watching his every move. You know, and then when that happens, guess what? Then he's gonna start putting them away. Because guess what? He's gonna find a reason. Like, wait, you guys are not financially, you know, there's no financial gain from you guys. Okay, now we can arrest you guys now.
Not just a financial gain, but political gain.
Exactly. Cause guess what? He's not gonna need them for another 4 years. He's not gonna need the Proud Boys at all. Not unless there's another Republican. And then two, guess what? Okay, then you still leave Antifa and you still leave BLM. But like I said, you're not gonna need it for another 4 years. Cops are still gonna be, you know, there's still gonna be police brutality no matter what. Oh yeah, we can defund the police. Okay, and what's that gonna, fucking car? You know, but what's that gonna do? You know, and like I digress, you know, and like I said this before, I'm trying to get out of this ditch. No, there you go. But, like I said this before, okay, and what happens then? There's a guy, you know, I'm gonna be brutal, I'm gonna be like Law and Order SVU. What about there's a guy who's trying to rape you, and you blow your rape whistle, and nobody shows up? Oh yeah, guess what? Cause you decided, oh, I wanna defund the police, and so do everybody else. You think some common sense is gonna save you? No, they're not. Because you defunded them. See, and now why, and now like Washington, when you said, oh yeah, defund the police, in Washington, guess what? Now they have to call other jurisdictions from all over the state of Washington to come and help. And you're probably thinking, oh, aren't the cops and the Proud Boys together? No, they're not. Because a couple days in Oregon, when they're trying to still calm down their riots, The Proud Boys interfered, and they started literally pushing and shoving and fighting the cops.
I think it was in Salem. It was I think some town was increasing its COVID lockdowns to the point that law businesses were about to go under. Yeah. And these people were like, saying enough is enough. And the police were acting like, you know, like roadblocks, being more terrible towards them. While there was like a handful of BLM guys being a mollycoddled by the police. And that moment just, you know, broke the dam and said, you know, fuck the police. You know, they're willing to play super nanny with them, and them being terrible on us, fuck them.
You know, yeah, that's the way, the video, it showed the Proud Boys, and then it actually showed them sending out flares and all, and the police told them, hey, y'all need to back up, and there's one guy saying, oh, you don't need to shoot me with your paintball gun, and then he's like, well, he actually heard the guy in the riot suit, he's like, you're not fucking listening. That's why I'm pulling the gun on you, because you're not listening. You're not listening to what I have to tell you. Now back away now. Then the guy's like, you know what? Fuck you. We're on the same side. And literally the guy throws a punch at the guy in the right guard. And what happens? The guy gets the airsoft gun and boom, 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 boom. Starts shooting him. And then to the point where the Israel problem is, hey man, you don't have to do that on him. And then the main leader of the squad, he's like, hey, your buddy's not fucking listening. So I had to do what I had to do. Like I said, you know, like I said, in all this, between them three groups, the cops are literally your referees. Because guess what? The more the shit comes happening, the more cops are gonna get involved. And then second off, the more the cops are gonna get more physical. And then what are you gonna do? You're gonna claim police brutality? Guess what, numbnuts? You decided to join that first group in the first place. And then second off, you decided to act a fool, you know, and not listen. You know I'm right.
I know it's gonna get beautiful. That's why, Andrew. And what was, even though it's gonna happen, you know, later on down the road, if some other cop for seconds. Another black person does a horrible crime, and the police react. Black criminal is dead. It just repeats in cycles over and over again. It's fucking beautiful, and that's why, Andrew. And it's going to be fucking gorgeous, Andrew, in the end.
Yeah, because in the end, guess what? You already know what's going to happen. The cops are going to win either way.
Oh, no. What happens when someone decides to, you know, let's say play tag with the police with their own paintball gun?
Yeah, the cops are going to fucking shoot.
Exactly.
As I said, the cops are going to win this thing either way.
It's not about cops no more, Andrew. It's not. It's about normal people against the establishment. And as you're saying right now, cops are just the establishment.
Yeah.
And also, they're the easiest to get. Any group, any fucking group can get them. One side has pure numbers, while the other side has pure pure tenacity and fit.
Oh no, water bad.
The reason the police don't do nothing because they have numbers. But when it comes to the other side, we have, you know, piss and vinegar and a lot of fucking pent up rage. What happens? Exactly.
Wait, what'd you say? Sorry, I'm trying to get away. I'm trying to run away.
The people that listen to us is probably will understand. But to end this out, this is just the beginning. This is the beginning of the end, was the beginning of the end and the end of the beginning. While the old bird dies, a new one's being reborn. And it's gonna be fantastic. And I hope you stay with us on the ride.
Yeah, please, cause like I said, this is the beginning of season 6, aka what I called it when Trump won in 2016, aka the new season of America. No! Hold on. Fuck you, Los Santos police, you can't catch me! Fuck you!
This is the beginning, Andrew.
Yes, I know it is.
I'm just excited what's gonna happen in the morning. Not in the morning, next week.
The next 2 weeks.
Next month. Next year. Because there's no fixing this. No band-aids, no bubblegum. It's gonna be great. In the end, the old dogs from both left and right, they're gonna reel from this for forever. And I hope, and I pray that if this thing never happened, I hope and pray it didn't, but it happened. So the next thing you probably hear is as part of us live streaming in our foxhole while avoiding drone strikes. So are you ready to talk about your Japanese wrestling?
Yeah, hold on. Let me outrun the cops first.
You can probably cut this part as its own segment.
Oh yeah, I'm probably gonna do that. Yeah. I'm probably gonna put this and then afterwards.
Yeah, call this America's Civil War. Part this. Well, here's just the Japanese, why Japanese wrestling is so good.
Why Japanese wrestling is better than American, and it literally showed. Hold on, let's see if I can fucking outrun him. Do you believe I can outrun the Los Santos Police Department of GTA?
Online?
Yes. I did it!
Just escape from the circle, and you'd be fine.
No, that's why I chose a fast car, but they kept on blocking me. And I ran over like 3 cops already. Okay, hold on, let me find a place.
While you're doing that, I'm gonna get a monster.
Yeah, good, yeah, dude, drink some water. You were talking for about 50 minutes, almost an hour. Oh, almost
there. Hey, the Civil War, Andrew, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
For the Civil War segment, can you play Guns N' Roses Civil War?
I don't see why not. That's the intro? As the opener?
As the opener, and the closer, Unfortunate Son.
I can probably do that. Alright, Eric contributing, alright, I don't have to sit here and listen to Spotify for like 7 hours. Trying to find something. Water bad. Not fall off the cliff. Water is bad for my car.
Man. Can we stay on?
Yeah.
Oh, have you heard of a magazine called, Soldier of Fortune?
I haven't heard that. They're still making magazines?
Yeah, they're mostly doing newspapers and magazines, but they're still around.
Really? I haven't seen any of those around here. So I'm assuming there must be, it must be like Pro Wrestling Illustrated. You probably have to go on their website to subscribe, probably.
To get a magazine? Yeah. but I was reading some of the old issues. Man, imagine being a fucking mercenary during the fucking 70s and 80s, dude.
Why do you say that?
Cause while reading the story, I was like, fuck, I was born too fucking late to witness all this stuff. But yeah, with the current situation, I might listen to a fucking, Black Sabbath, Paranoia on a Huey Chopper. Man, imagine back in the being a mercenary during the 70s, where rock music was coming out. You fucking ate your 8-track, you're listening to fucking, fucking the Rolling Stones, Sabbath.
Zeppelin.
Doors. Imagine just buying a Huey, your music just cracks out. And you're just getting hyped, dude.
You know what Doors song I would choose to have myself up for a mission?
What?
5-1 by the Doors. Gonna make it one more time. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. You know what would be better? They just playing that music? Be a Huey Pie and just play that song and you're just taking off. Oh, imagine, dude. Oh, man, those guys live life. Those guys fucking lived it.
Oh, I gotta run the cuffs again.
You know, making what? 500K going to South Africa? Wearing a fucking, tactical gear. Oh man, it's fucking amazing. Excuse me. Have you ever played the game The Warriors?
I was gonna say, what do you mean by mercenary? Like, explain. You didn't really explain yourself.
A mercenary is a person who fights for money.
Like I said, explain some of the stories that you read.
Oh, some guy's going to South Africa and they're doing a routine recon mission. And some of the main warlords from South Africa decided to act the fool, and these guys were on a jeep, and the jeep had a 50 caliber, and these guys were just on the ground, hiding in bushes, right, Andrew?
Right.
And then the guy with the 50 cal just went, and just trained all those would-be ambushes to Swiss cheese.
Nice. That sounds pretty gnarly, dude. That sounds really gnarly.
Or another guy was a guy who was touring Vietnam.
Yeah.
And he was doing a night patrol, and he was hearing a lot of noises in the bushes. So guess what he did?
What did he do?
He got his M16 just one handed just, and he said like some slang in Vietnamese. To see if they respond. And you just hear the ambient noise of the jungle. It's like, oh, God, they're dead. They're not gonna bother you. Man. Those guys truly live life, Andrew.
So, okay, so how are we gonna do this? Did you wanna, it's a separate episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, give me a minute. Oh, motherfucker.